What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
It's the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It is Tuesdays with Elliot. Elliot Shore Parks is here. The Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. It's engagement season. Visit the only jeweler with over 2,500 Google 5-star reviews, Mark's Jewelers, online at marks-jewelers.com. Do the Eagles need to get back to being more aggressive with their decisions during the game? The Twitter poll says 69.5% say yes and 35.5% say no. We have not fielded one call that said yes. And the two that said yes that I put on the air just collapsed when they're on the air, but it is what it is.
Man, yeah. Nick's probably like, I wish I could get these Twitter results back after that Jacksonville game.
Yeah.
and the Saints game. Yeah.
Yep. So. First, Howie Roseman was on the Jason Kelce late night show.
Yes.
Is that what they were taping? And I guess the rule is you're not supposed to be recording things with your phone,
yes.
But not every, you tell. Like the.
So I hate that rule. I've been at comedy shows where they do that. I hate the rule. But now stuff like this happens and I understand why.
Yes.
Well, and they don't want content that hasn't aired yet to be aired. I've been there to the show,
right.
So
yes.
They didn't confiscate our phones as guests, but they did confiscate
the
audience guests. Yeah, you put them in a bag.
Comedians, I understand, because what somebody does is they take 5 seconds of something.
It's out of context.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
It's just the sickness of when your phone's away for 4 hours. It's
like, yes.
it's when you start twitching.
Wait, it's funny. The other day I told Jack, I was like, I took Twitter off my phone. And he's like, well, what do you do with your phone then? And I was like, are you serious? Like,
make calls?
Yeah.
So anyway, to set it up.
Yeah.
So I guess Howie was a guest on the Jason Kelce show.
Yes.
And I forget who got this clip, but it's on Twitter somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And
we were going to play the clip.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, right. Yeah. You don't need to.
I thought that's what you were asking.
Yeah, why don't you take a deep breath in there?
Yeah.
Well, he said set it up.
Yeah. So here's what Howie had to say.
Did you know Zach Long was going to be this good? Be honest.
You know, I went to him, he made first team all pro, and I went to him and I congratulated him and I said, man, you deserve this. And he said, be honest. Did you think there was any shot at this? And I said, no. And please remember that when we do your contract.
Now, that's very funny. Well, look, obviously he didn't think so.
No.
He thought he was going to be an extra linebacker, a special teams player.
Yeah, Vic Fangio made sure people knew that.
Yeah, there are way worse things to be out there. I actually think Howie sounded really funny there.
Yeah.
Have you changed at all your idea, your thought about them re-signing him?
I think they're definitely going to re-sign him.
Really?
I just don't believe someone is going to give him a monster contract. I think the contract when he signs with the Eagles, it'll definitely be more than they normally pay a linebacker, but I don't think it's going to be... You know, oh my God, like I can't believe it's this much guaranteed and this much per year. I think he's going to get a nice contract, but I don't think it's not going to be like a 24-year-old stud linebacker that's on his first deal. That's just not where he's at in his career.
Yeah, I completely agree. And if you're Zach Bond, I'm sure he's tired of being a journeyman.
Yep.
As a player, you want to find somewhere that you can say is home. You don't want to have to jump year to year, different places, this and any other. He's done that the last couple of years.
By the way, a coordinator who just put you in a position.
Oh, don't worry, I'm getting to that too.
I'm sorry.
And, and you're in a system where you've gotten see the full potential of what you can be. Mm-hmm. You got a lot of great young talent around you, not just defensively surrounding you that's going to allow you to be, continue to be the player that you are, but offensively. So you're going to be playing in big games over the next 3 years throughout your career. You may wind up with a championship or something on your finger.
Or two.
So to have that here from an organization and a coach that believed in you more than anyone else, I think that's worth considering taking a few dollars less. And obviously I'm talking maybe, you're talking millions when I'm saying a few dollars less. But I would consider that, because just because someone gives you more money doesn't mean that's where you're going to be the happiest. And if you enjoy playing here, you, more importantly, you enjoy playing with those guys and that organization, then you find a happy medium where you got some nice financial security, but you also continue to play for one of the best organizations in football. They get this done.
I also think, A, Howie's not letting a success story like this walk out the door, mm-hmm. right? Like, they right. finally got a linebacker, and there's that. But also, I do think Howie has shown he has a good read on the market. Like, the Hassan Reddick thing last year, it was, well, he wants $35 million or whatever it was. And Howie's like, I'm not paying you that. And then nobody paid him that. So I think that the initial, when they, and you notice there, he says when we talk about the contract, not when he's going to give you the contract. But regardless, like, I think the initial offer Howie will make, I don't think Zach Bond's going to go out there and find a huge amount more.
Well, you don't want to find out. So let's right. not play around.
No, I don't think he'll hit free agency.
Let's not be penny wise and pound foolish.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what that? Yeah.
Nah, but I can context
okay, yes.
it out.
Okay, yes. Let's not do that.
Don't. That's when you try to save pennies and you cost yourself dollars.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
So, and N'Kobe's injury, to me, makes it even more critical that they do this, because N'Kobe's your second leading tackler who won't be ready at the start of next year. You need some stability there. So what are you going to do? Have Jeremiah and I don't know who, Oren Burks. Like, who's going to be there next year? So you got to have Zach Bond come back here next year.
And the other part of it is, we know Vic Fangio has a lot of say on that side of the ball.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank God Vic Fangio
here. Yeah. Now, I'm assuming Fangio's back next year, right?
Like, Of course, yes.
Well, I mean, if they win the Super Bowl, who knows? But assuming he is back, I don't think there's any shot Fangio lets Bond leave.
Yeah.
I have a question about this, but I have to get you to understand, don't be penny wise and pound foolish, because you don't understand it. And
no, I do understand it. I just,
you do?
Yeah, he's talking about, like, say it again.
Okay.
In the context, I figured it out.
It's like, I don't want to fix my brakes. I don't want to fix my brakes. And you save your $200, but you end up hitting a wall because your brakes failed.
So
you,
I get the
concept
of
$5,000.
Right, yes. But why does that expression mean that?
So penny, a pound is think of a used to be, they don't have it anymore because they have euros, but in
trust me, I'm a soccer guy.
A pound was a dollar over there.
Yep.
So penny or dollar.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm never going to use it, but I understand what you're talking.
I needed you to.
I get what he said.
Spike wasn't letting that go.
No. I needed you to understand it.
You have a teacher call up and explain it to me.
Yeah. Jack never understands.
See, that one still I get. Doesn't.
Yeah. It still doesn't.
Well, because you do throw out the bathwater, but you want to make sure the baby's not also in there. You know
when
what?
Have you thrown out bathwater?
I don't have a baby, but you have a baby. You should listen to that.
Back to his point, you don't throw out the bath. Yeah, you drain the bathwater.
But I don't even have a baby.
And you probably don't have bathwater either, to be honest.
No, I
you
don't.
Even wa- you don't even wash water. Your hair. I can't imagine.
No.
There's a lot
Why
of
use water on it?
Yeah.
Okay.
The camera's the only one that they got to worry about with the bath. So
yes, right.
That's true.
So if you got, I don't think it'll come down to this, but if it was re-signed Mekhi Becton or Zach Bond, which would you pick?
I got to go Zach Bond.
So I think
they're both Howie success stories.
Right.
You know?
I think the answer is Becton, but I mean, just the offensive line's too important. And I know Tyler Steen has played well, but Becton could be, I mean, you could have the best offensive line for the next 3 years with this group. And Bond's awesome. It's a tough one, but look, we talk about it every day. This team is good because of the running game, right? So if you lose Becton and that goes away, like, I don't know how that impacts, you know, what the butterfly effect is.
Well, I'll tell you this. This was the number one defense in the league. They're already losing players. They're probably not going to re-sign Milton Williams.
No, probably.
Probably not going to bring back Slay.
You don't think they're going to re-sign Milton Williams?
I don't know. I don't know. Milton Williams is a young defensive tackle.
Somebody, that whole thing about being
exactly.
young and having
makes it different.
But we gave $17 million to Bryce Huff.
But he's still a third tackle here.
You don't think he's a second tackle?
No.
Jordan Davis
is the second tackle.
He played 12 snaps.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I don't give a damn how many snaps he played. Right, I'm just telling you.
They would rather have Jordan Davis.
Yes. So that's what I'm thinking.
All right.
And for them, they got to re-sign Jordan Davis.
Yeah, I think they'll Jordan Davis. I doubt they'll pick up his fifth year option. Number one, because as a defensive tackle, as a top 15 pick, it's got to be a high number. Like Jordan Davis is not going to get a lot of money. Like he'll get good money for a defensive tackle just because he plays the position. But Milton Williams is a better player than Jordan Davis
for what they ask him to do. We'll see if Milton Williams can play 60 snaps for somebody and earn $20 million a year.
I agree with that, but
so, and if you're Milton Williams, do you want to stay here and be paid as a reserve? Or do you want to go out and get starter money somewhere?
But you don't think they'll make him a starter. That's what I'm saying. I think they will.
The Eagles?
Yes.
No, they won't make him a starter.
All right. I'm surprised. I mean, he played 42 snaps yesterday, or 2 days ago.
Did he start the game?
Right, I get what you're saying, the first snap, but he played he played four times as many
That's
snaps.
That's not what
as,
you're asking me, though. You're asking me whether or not he's
right
going to be
now,
a starter
But once
there.
He gets the contract, then he'll be out there the first snap.
Why wouldn't they just do it now?
Well, I
don't know. They're not signing anybody in season.
No. I mean, why wouldn't he be starting out there now?
Well, I think there's still a little bit of Jordan Davis was a first-round pick, like all that. And it's just the first snap. I mean, I think they believe in that building Milton Williams is a better player than Jordan Davis.
I believe Milton Williams is a better player than Jordan Davis. But Jordan Davis fills a role on this team as a run stuffer that allows – let me that's the beauty of defense in football. It's not basketball. This isn't one-on-one, give him the ball, let him go cook. Everybody has to fit into a certain role, which makes the entire unit as good as it is. And so unless you got another 350-plus pounder that you can put in the middle of that defense that eats up blockers and allow other guys. Mm-hmm. See, Milton is more of a get up the field
He's
and get
specialist.
After the quarterback.
Right?
So you're going to have to replace Jordan Davis at some point. And it's easier to, like, they can't give out $20 million to everybody. You want them to pay Becton and Williams?
I just don't think Jordan Davis is getting anywhere close to $20
million.
No,
forget about Jordan Davis. Okay, we're talking about Milton. Jordan Davis is here.
Yeah.
We're talking about letting another guy leave. So you think they're going to pay Milton Williams and Becton?
And remember they're committed to Bryce Huff next year, too, who hasn't even play.
I don't have a read on what Milton Williams will get. I don't think it's $20 million a year, but look, he's a good run. He is a good pass-rushing defensive tackle. Those people
But he's
get
a
paid.
Rotational player.
He is, but I think you can find a Jordan Davis easier than you can find a Milton Williams.
I disagree with that. How many Jordan Davis as you see?
Like size-wise, I agree. Yeah. But like as a player, he's not that effective. Like he's a huge guy, and maybe you're right.
I think you don't really see the effectiveness of Jordan Davis. I'm not telling you he's a great player. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is he serves a role on the team that no one else can feel right now. And I don't think that's Milton Williams' sort of role as on the team.
Right. I agree they're different players, but he did only play 12 snaps. So, like, his role is not that important.
I think the Eagles would tell you much differently.
Okay.
Can we finish this up after I talk about God?
Sometimes you have to just realize to relent and just let it go. Well, no, just let it go. Just let it go.
I'm actually going to change the topic after we talk about God.
Let it go.
Just going to talk about God's big winter sale. Come on, Alan.
Want to hear about it.
Yeah, this 40% off every window. 40% is a lot. Every window, every expertly installed energy efficient replacement window, which also comes with high performance low E glass, is 40% off. This will go through January. Goddess big winter sales event is to help you through the winter because you have those old drafty windows, those old doors, and they're going to give you 40% off. So I said windows, doors, every new door, 40% off. Insulated entry doors, garage doors, storm doors. They're going to let you start your project with no money down and pay it off interest free for up to a year. Limited time only. Act now. Call Guida. Get all of the details. And while you're on the phone with them, set up a free in-home estimate at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit them at goguida.com. That's goguida.com. All right. Elliot, Jack, Ike want you to all answer this question.
Is Milton Williams?
Yeah. Milton Williams and Jordan Davis. All right. Start with Jack. I just want to... Elliot, you're going to be last.
Thank you.
Thank God.
For one game in the 2025 playoffs, you can have Sean McVay and Matt Stafford or Nick Sirianni and Jalen Hurts, what would you take?
With this team?
With no team. I'm just telling you, you can have the head coach and the quarterback.
Oh, well, McVay and Stafford.
Okay. Ike?
Yeah, Jess, you're just saying in a phone booth, McVay and Stafford.
Elliot?
I mean, it's Nick and Jalen. Nick is 3-0 against Sean McVay.
What's their record in Super Bowls?
Well, yeah, they're both. Well, they didn't go against each other. I would also take Andy and Patrick Mahomes, but that's not what we're talking about.
So just because Sirianni has won three times over McVay, you're throwing out the rest of the body of work and quarterback wise.
I'm not throwing it out, okay. but like Stafford and Jalen have been pretty comparable this year if you look at their numbers, right? So I think it's mostly even there. I think Stafford has a way better arm than Jalen, but yep. Jalen, I think, does things that Stafford can't. So I view that as mostly even. Mm-hmm. And then when it comes to head coach, we've had this debate. Like, Nick has beat Sean McVay three times, so that matters to me. It's not the whole – I agree there's other bodies of work where, like, McVay has won a Super Bowl, but Nick got to a Super Bowl, so –
Well, McVay also got to another Super Bowl.
He did.
Yeah.
With two different quarterbacks.
Yeah. He did. He's a good coach. I agree.
And that win last night, the only thing that matters to you is cold weather, but when your team has to give up...
By the way, it might be cold on Sunday.
When your team has to give up a home, and this is separate of the... Well, it's part of the conversation. When your team has to give up a home game because the city you play in is burning down, and you play that game against a team that's 14-3... and you destroy that team. That was I thought last night from the Rams, look, that might have been all they have, and we might trounce them again on Sunday. Yeah, but that was a mighty impressive win, I thought, last night for the Rams. And I think it says a lot about McVay. And I think Matt Stafford, look, he's won a Super Bowl. He's a great player.
He's a great arm. He still makes some pretty crazy throws.
He does. Yeah. Well, that's how he plays. You know, that's part of the calculus.
I'm truly not trying to like diminish what the Rams did last night, because I agree with all the circumstances. It was impressive. But I also remember in 2022 when the Giants beat the Vikings, and you weren't here for this, I don't think, but it was like, well, maybe they're pretty good. Like, the Vikings are just frauds. So I think you have to take the Rams' performance in that game into consideration with who they were playing.
Yeah. I don't put...
Their offense might be frauds. Real quick, Vikings have the second best defense in the NFL. I mean,
it didn't look like it in the last 2 weeks. They played
it
huge
didn't.
Games. Yeah,
but I guess I don't think their defense is fraudulent. You might say Sam Darnold's fraudulent. I don't think their defense.
I don't think their defense is fraudulent. But the point I'm making is when the Vikings play a big game, they lose it. So the Rams played well and they dominated that game. They deserve credit. And to your point, going to Arizona and all that. My opinion of the Rams doesn't change a ton based off of last night.
Okay.
No, it's not by a large margin. I think this is very close. I think both sides offer something different and what makes them unique. But, you know, I think for all of the Nick Sirianni as a player's coach and the players play for him and he gets his guys, you can say the same thing for Sean McVay. Like Sean McVay, I used to scoff at the whole boy genius, boy wonder thing with Sean McVay. Mm-hmm. When we used to do the whole Doug versus Sean McVay, I always took Doug. Mm-hmm. But over the last couple of years, I've been more impressed with Sean McVay, particularly after they won the Super Bowl, because they had to tear that team down. They had no draft picks. They got rid of Jalen Ramsey. They got rid of Von Miller.
They lost Donald.
Like they lost a lot of guys over there. And his last 2 years of coaching, he's brought that team up to where they are. That isn't an overly talented team. He found Puka Nacua in the fifth round. Mm-hmm. He found Cooper Kupp in the third round, right? Kyron Williams, right? Like, he's found these guys. These aren't guys they took in the first. They didn't even have first round picks, right? For a couple of those years, they traded them all.
For like 5 years.
Yeah, so for him to rebuild that roster into what he's rebuilt it into, two playoff appearances in the last year, start this year off with the injuries that they've had, and they finished the season up 10-3, and to go on and win the way they did. And he already has a Super Bowl, and he's been there twice, and he traded away the number one overall pick in Jared Goff, who took him to the Super Bowl for Matthew Stafford. Like, he had the guts to do that.
Well, you can make
that's a lot in Sean McVay's call. Yeah. Like, he didn't have this type of roster. If you gave Sean McVay this roster, right? Like, what would he do with this roster?
You could make the argument McVay is the second best coach in the NFL.
Maybe. I mean, again, but like, so I agree with everything you just said. But like, what would he do with this roster? Mm-hmm. I mean, the roster's been one of the best teams in the NFL under Nick. So maybe they're a little better. Maybe they win that Super Bowl. Maybe that's a difference. Under Nick, this team has been awesome. So it's hard for me to think it would be much better with McVay. But McVay is a good coach. I agree.
I agree. I'm not saying it would be much better, but I don't know. You know, does last year happen?
He's just, he doesn't deserve to be in the Kyle Shanahan group that you had him in.
I agree.
McVay?
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. He's not a complete fraud like Shanahan. I agree with you on that.
He's been to more Super Bowls than Nick has, Kyle Shanahan.
Win one game in the cold before I can take you seriously.
Okay. Well, he's not winning Sunday.
Well, they won one in the cold in Green Bay with Jimmy Garoppolo when Rodgers choked. So.
Yeah.
That was your game on Kyle Shanahan.
Yeah, we're back to the stupid Shanahan.
I know y'all switched over to Shanahan.
Yeah, it's hard to keep up sometimes.
Now, Shanahan, I'm not as big of a fan of as I am with McVay.
Jack, why would you take McVay and Stafford?
I think they're better. That's why.
Why?
Because I think they're better.
But at what?
Designing an offense, throwing the football, basic things. Yes.
Okay.
Well, we always
and I do
about-
think if he was here, they'd be much better.
I don't.
Well, everybody's been. You always do the been to a Super Bowl. Well, those two guys won a Super Bowl.
No, and that matters. I agree.
So I
gave him a slight edge. He's a slight edge over.
I just wanted to hear why Jack did.
And I'm a Nick guy.
Yeah.
Because Jack thinks Sean McVay is a better coach than Nick Sirianni and thinks that Matt Stafford is a better quarterback than Jalen Hurts.
Hit the breaking news sounder.
Yeah.
Well, they weren't better this year.
Yeah, I was going to say.
The team was worse.
The team around them?
Yes.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd say Stafford was better than Jalen this year.
I don't know if he was either.
So you think Jalen was better than Stafford?
Yeah, I'm more solid with McVay than I am the Stafford. Stafford, obviously his resume is better.
Yeah, you've never been a big Stafford guy.
I'm not a big Stafford guy.
He has a special
And he has that bogus stat up there last night. Oh, he's thrown for 304 yards and everything. The guy had one playoff run. He choked in Detroit regularly. Those yards may have come in losing situations where he's just putting up garbage yards. That many wins. Detroit didn't win a damn playoff game for 40 years. So how good could he have been in the playoffs before he got to the Rams?
I've already got
Herbert.
They
didn't win a playoff game until Jared Goff got there last year.
I mean, Jalen's winning percentage has to be way higher than Stafford's.
and he had Megatron.
Yep, he had guys.
He had Megatron all those years.
At least he threw it to Megatron.
But that's all you had to do was throw it up there.
He
does have a better arm, so yes.
Let me leave you with a question.
No.
And then you don't have to answer.
We never let
just
you get the last word. Right.
Why, do you think AJ is better because of the talent around him here? Because the offensive line is so good.
Everybody's better because of the talent.
Okay, but why is it with Jalen that diminishes his accomplishments? But I never hear anybody say Saquon's 2,000 yards.
Everyone does. Everyone says Saquon's 2,000 yards are because of the offensive line.
Right. Yeah. But I'm saying AJ's accomplishments. Like Jack always brings up the team around Jalen. I don't hear that said of other players.
Everyone says it. Everyone says it.
With Saquon, you're right. That was a bad example.
Yeah, but offensive line. Everyone credits.
Not with the receivers, though.
Well, yeah, I've said it a million times.
But it's different because a receiver of AJ's talent can go anywhere and be good as long as he has a quarterback that gets him the ball. Mm-hmm. He can't help that a quarterback won't throw the ball or doesn't, you know what I mean? Larry Fitzgerald didn't have anybody until he got Kurt Warner.
Thomas Jr. just caught 150 yards a game with Mac Jones.
Malik Nabers up in New York, what he just did. What Andre Johnson did in Houston for years with no quarterback. Like, those guys will be great no matter where they go as long as you get them the ball. Right. And I think AJ would be great. Right? AJ would be great no matter where he went.
Well, all right. AJ's book got delivered to my house today, so I'm ready to read it.
Did you really order one?
Of course I did.
Yeah, well, a lot of people did.
Yeah.
All right. You should read it during the game
the name
on Sunday.
Again?
Yes. Inner Excellence.
Inner Excellence. You're not going to read a book.
Nah, I'll at least skim it.
Okay. Yeah. You can get the Go Birds podcast. Which comes out twice a day during
twice
the playoffs.
Day, that's right.
You get Go Birds Daily in the morning, and then Elliot and James after that comes out around 11 a.m. It's live at 10 a.m.
Live at 10 a.m. on the WIP YouTube.
Is there an audio version of that book?
What's that? I bet there is.
Yeah.
I bet there is.
All right. Yeah, I'm in.
Yeah.
He'll have headphones in next week on the sideline.
On the way to work, man.
All right, Elliot. Thank you, as always. Jordan Mailata joins us next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.